Welcome back to the Resonant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Leila Doolittle, and today I'm excited to share a conversation with Micah Lowe, who is the founder and CEO of Simply03, one of the most widely used ozone therapy device companies in the world. His journey into the field of ozone therapy was deeply personal, inspired by his brother's battle with cancer, and determined to find solutions outside of the confines of conventional medicine. Micah immersed himself into the science and engineering of medical ozone delivery systems, eventually creating accessible, safe, and effective tools for practitioners and patients around the globe for both clinical use and home use. In addition to Simply03, Micah has partnered with Biocedum Botanicals to co-develop advanced microbiome and genetic testing tools, allowing for greater precision in functional medicine treatment protocols. These innovations empower practitioners to assess microbial imbalances, inflammation pathways, and epigenetic vulnerabilities, key contributors to chronic illness. Let me share a little bit about a scientific introduction into ozone therapy. Ozone therapy involves the administration of medical-grade ozone, O3, a reactive form of oxygen, to stimulate the body's innate healing capacities. Scientifically, ozone activates key cellular pathways, including NRF2 and mitochondrial biogenesis, enhancing antioxidant capacity, increasing oxygen metabolism, and modulating the immune system. It has been used in functional medicine for its potential in potent anti-inflammatories, antimicrobial, and detoxification properties, helping with many wellness journeys. Clinically, ozone is used to improve mitochondrial function and efficiency, support detox organs, combat cell infections, and enhance tissue regeneration. Combined with emerging microbiome genomic testing, ozone therapy offers a powerful integrative approach for practitioners addressing complex chronic illness. I hope you enjoy this episode on the Resonant Life Podcast. We are going to be having conversations about many different topics, and Micah has an amazing background that we are excited to share in his perspectives and philosophies. Micah, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You have like a perfect podcast voice.
Thank you. Well, I'm so glad to have you on. I know we've had many conversations throughout the years, and I love using the ozone devices and products in my clinic. And many of our patients actually have purchased the Simply03 devices for their homes. So that's one of the things that I'd love to just start out by giving a little bit of a background on what ozone is. And then we can loop back around to what some of the purposes and reasons for bringing this into a wellness journey would be.
Yeah. So ozone is gas. It's O3. Oxygen is O2. So it's very similar to oxygen, but it has one extra oxygen atom on it. And that makes it unstable, meaning that it's going to break down. That can be beneficial, though, in medical applications. So it's used in IVs. It can be used at home. You can infuse it into oils. You can do all sorts of different stuff with it. And it's been studied for approximately over 100 years. There's also a ton of other industries that use it, like even in winemaking, industrial processes for water purification, et cetera, and that type of thing. It does get a little bit of a bad rap, though, because in pollution, there is ozone in the smog, and they'll use it as the measuring stick for smog. But it's well known that you can't breathe ozone. So that is kind of the one thing about it that a lot of people are like, ozone, isn't that super dangerous stuff, or isn't that a pollutant? And it's like, well, you can't breathe it because you don't have an antioxidant defense system. But we've been studying it for a very long time, and that's a totally different topic. But when you use it, in medical applications, you're using a very small amount, and it's very pure in the sense that it's just oxygen, just ozone in the mixture. And then, yeah, it can be safely applied in a lot of different ways.
Yes, I love that. And it has many antimicrobial properties, right? So it gives the body an immune system bolstering effect. So it stimulates how your immune system can protect you against different microbes like bacteria, different types of maybe parasites or fungal overgrowth, mold even. So tell us a little bit more about this, because I know many of our listeners have had many journeys in their wellness journeys through microbe infections and chronic infection illnesses.
Yeah. So depending on how you apply it, it can have different effects. So for example, it It's like really, really good for wound care and wound infections, that kind of thing. So it can be applied directly onto the skin as a gas, as a water, or as an ozonated oil. And so for those areas, it's a direct antiseptic, meaning that it's killing the pathogens and bacteria there, but it's also stimulating some of the growth factors and the speeding up the healing response time. So topically, it's a little bit different than if you use it as an IV. When you use it as an IV, the reason it's different is because it binds with the antioxidants that are in the blood, and that stimulates what's called a mild acute oxidative stress. But it's the good type. So essentially, what happens is we get an immune modulatory effect, meaning that if your immune system is overreacting, like in the case of an autoimmune disorder, it helps to quiet it down. And if it's underperforming in the case of like immunosuppression and it's not addressing the pathogens that are there, it can help to raise it up. So it's really not the ozone that's the antimicrobial once you do an IV or an insufflation. So you can do it into the colon like a ozone gas enema. Not glamorous, but it works pretty well.
It does
And
work
it's a
well.
lot easier than an IV, so a lot of people do
Yes.
it. But you get that it's essentially a catalyst to enact your own immune system to be more capable of taking care of an infection when it's used in a systemic manner like that, as opposed to like a topical application or directly into the mouth for dentistry, those types of things.
I love that. That's amazing because I've seen so many different effects from this through gut healing approaches, through people that have had chronic like constipation or irregular bowel frequencies, and maybe they just have imbalances in inflammatory symptoms or infection symptoms, or maybe there are parasites present, maybe bacterial imbalances in their microbiome. And so one thing I've noticed just with patients using that rectally, they've seen huge changes very quickly in their wellness journeys. So tell me a little bit about what are the benefits of pairing this with a full moon protocol? So we have them on a parasite cleanse and they're already working on the herbal effects to help with cleansing parasites. Can that be an application that they can use for increasing their chances of getting rid of parasites in the colon?
So, yeah, that's one area that I'm not super experienced in. I will say that there is some research on like using it for giardiasis and things like that. So, if they're drinking ozone water, you're kind of addressing things that are in the stomach, possibly up into the higher parts of the intestine and that kind of thing. So, small intestine and whatnot. When you're doing it into the colon, there's not a lot of research on it. I will say that. But over and over, from anecdotes and that kind of thing all across the world, people have reported like elimination of parasites, but it's hard to say to the degree in which that's happening. But generally, when you have practitioners that are parasite savvy, have protocols around it, it's a part of their repertoire and for a reason. I mean, they use it for a really long time, seems to work pretty well for them. But yeah, that's
Absolutely.
just not an area I'm experienced in, is the parasitic infections. But I can say that people are generally pretty happy with it.
Yes, I can share a little bit about our clinical experience with this because with parasites, I believe that it's very important that we have the right balance within our microbiome and we're not trying to kill off all parasites because for one, that's impossible. Two, there's always going to be reintroduction of parasite eggs through the meat that we're eating, the water that we're consuming. It just We're walking around. If we walk around barefoot in the soil, that can we can absorb like different types of soil properties as well as even parasitic eggs through the pores of our feet. Like there's so many different ways they come into us. Parrots, if we have pets that live indoors, that's the easiest way to constantly be re-exposed to parasites. Not that there should be a fear around parasites. It's just very important that our listeners know this is more bringing awareness to the fact that when parasites overgrow, then it's helpful during a wellness journey to go ahead and bring them down to a level that the immune system can keep up with. So, that being said, I'll share with you a little bit about how we use ozone and incorporate it into our parasite protocols in our clinic. And it might be helpful for
Take
some of the
it out.
practitioners that you work with, Micah.
Yeah.
So, we love to use CellCore products for the parakeet. Their parakeet protocol has like the mimosa pudica seed. This is where it's a gut scrubber and it just helps with breaking down some of the biofilm as well as scrubbing out the contents of the gut. We say scrubbing out, just meaning the mimosa pudica seed in itself is it coagulates whenever it counteracts with the moisture in our own body, then it'll actually create like this pooling protocol. And it's mechanical in nature how it works. Then it's combined with different types of herbs that are antiparasitic herbs that notoriously just help reenact a higher eosinophilic response in our immune system. So the eosinophils are the part of our immune system that attack the parasites. And then there is a binder that's with it. So it can bind to some of the toxins that's released from the biofilm, as there can be heavy metals and molds and mycoplastics and many types of different things that can be released. Well, what's interesting about this protocol and how it's working is that whenever we can add in the ozone gas rectally, it gives that system-wide immune response and a stronger response to where the areas are, where the colon is, that most of the parasites are living, where there are stronger parasites. There can be liver flukes that can also be stimulated to be killed off. And that's one of the things that we've seen clearing quite extensively after someone incorporates in the ozone gas into a rectal insufflation. And I usually have them to at the beginning of the full moon cleanse and again at the end of the full moon cleanse. So, like once in the beginning, maybe a week ahead of time, and then once about a week later. And the reason why we cleanse around the full moon is just because of the biorhythms of parasites. Typically around the full moon, it seems like they are more active, and because of our own immune response with melatonin and some other cycles and rhythms, that's just a wonderful opportunity to kill off parasites and just be in a like a state where we're able to bolster a stronger immune system reaction that's targeting parasites rather than maybe mold or Lyme or some of these other types of co-infections. So that's one thing that we add in is that O3 gas, the ozone gas in the rectal insufflation.
How long have you guys been doing that?
For at almost 2.5 years now. And what we do is we have it here in the clinic, but then we also have a couple of clients that have ordered the Simply O3 device to have at home. And especially whenever they have larger families, that is very helpful because it's not just rectally that they can use it. They can also use ozone gas in the ears, in the sinuses, orally, like you were mentioning earlier. And it can be so helpful, especially for kids, for helping them to get through some of their ear infections. As far as sinus infections, it's so such a low level. It's very gentle on the sinuses. We make sure that they know and understand the protocol to hold their breath when they're doing the insufflation into their sinuses, so they're not breathing it in. They just blow out the breath out their mouth. And so there's very specific protocols to follow with this, but we love being able to recommend these ozone insufflations.
Yeah, it is a good whole home system. I mean, over the years, so like I've kind of seen a little bit of a change in how people are using it. So initially, with my brother having cancer, I was really focused on like as a cancer adjunct and that type of thing. And but like as the business got started, really it was like cancer, Lyme, autoimmune, infectious disease, mold toxicity were the top five things that people were buying it for, but they were typically getting it for themselves. And then we had some people that would use it as like a whole home system. So we just never talked about it from that standpoint. But we had a group of Amish people that they had some sort of liaison. His name was Graham, and he would buy it for them. And I guess he would rig up some like so I don't know why they were allowed to use it, but anyway, they did. So there was a big community of Amish that were buying it, and then preppers. And both of them were kind of using it as a whole home system because it's like infections and all sorts of stuff. But then over the years, especially since like 2018, I would say we've seen a shift into not just those areas, but a lot of moms getting it, right? Because they're like, I just want something that covers a lot of bases that I use at home and that type of thing. So from ear infections, stomach infections, or if they have concerns over parasites, it's often used in those protocols. And so it's getting more, I guess, of like, I don't know, just having a really powerful tool in the medicine
It
cabinet,
is.
so to speak,
It
that's a little bit more of an intervention. And it seems to be becoming more popular in that
is.
respect to have on hand.
Absolutely. Well, it can be used in Every orifice. And then there's one more that we haven't talked about that I think a lot of women would find very inspirational. It vaginal ozone can be so helpful for balancing the microbiome, especially the vaginal microbiome can be disrupted by so many different things, any illnesses, or if there are hormone imbalances and then they're having heavy cycles, or different types of like inflammatory conditions like PCOS and those kinds of things. Ozone can help with balancing the microbiome vaginally. And I think there are very few things out there for women to be able to turn to rather than trying to just go straight towards the medicine that is out there. Like, and they that does, is not helpful when they have a UTI or some sort of like fungal infection, yeast infection. It just that usually disrupts their entire microbiome. So that's one other amazing benefit. And that was a protocol that I started to also partner with working with probiotics afterwards, like suppositories, so that they can make sure that they're restoring their microbiome after they clear out whatever harmful microbes are there. And so with ozone, it can be very beneficial for helping with kind of like targeting those more negative or harmful microbes and then helping with restoring, especially if we add in the right protocols for probiotic therapy. Have you heard of any other clinical trials or like any, I guess, other practitioners that are just utilizing this in any way with probiotic regeneration post ozone use?
Yeah, I mean, in vaginal insufflation, I think the studies that they've done so far have more been looking at does this disrupt the vaginal biome, which they found that didn't. But the reason that they start with that type of thing is because they want to make sure that it's safe and that it's effective and before they get into the efficacy. But in regards to the vaginal insufflations, there was one doctor that, pretty bluntly said one time, like, if men had vaginas, I'd have them do vaginal insufflation because he sees it to work really well, you know. And so it is
Thanks,
a
I
really
do
good
too.
way. But yeah, so people get a little bit confused by it because initially, when you're looking at it on the surface, it's a very aerobic therapy, meaning that's using oxygen and ozone, which are very strong oxidative molecules, and you're putting it into an anaerobic environment, meaning that the biome in the guts and the vagina doesn't really like to get exposed to really oxidative things. So it's kind of counterintuitive, but they've done some studies on rectal insufflation. And so what they found, they had a patient base with dysbiosis. So one part of the group was doing rectal insufflation. Another part was just doing kind of standard treatments or whatever else they were doing. I can't remember. But anyway, the ones doing the rectal insufflation, what they're trying to figure out is like, does this harm the biome, and how what effect does it have on dysbiosis? What they found in that study is that it actually those people had really, I think it was like 76% remediated dysbiosis, which is kind of counterintuitive because you would think it would actually disrupt it. What I think is happening, although this mechanistically hasn't been worked out yet, is that it is causing a stress. It's just that we're using a small enough amount that it probably is killing off some of the good, some of the bad. But it's a small amount. And I think what it does is it creates a platform for the good bacteria to take over by optimizing the immune system, optimizing the functions that are there so that the good bacteria can essentially repopulate and
I
do
see
their
that
own.
too.
And so like with UTIs and that kind of thing, it's awesome. Reportedly, I can't speak for myself, but
I've had enough reviews from clients. Yes, I love that.
So they can do the vaginal insufflation. There's also the ozonated oil suppositories that they can use for especially like recurrent UTIs, like really, really helpful. Both as a preventative and during a flare-up. So yeah, it's awesome in that respect. And there are three ways to get it systemically in the body. And when I say systemically, that means it's benefiting the whole bodily system in immune modulation, oxygen efficiency, microcirculation, mitigating chronic oxidative stress, which is interesting because it is an oxidative stress to a degree. But that would be through IV. So that's taking out some blood, mixing it with ozone gas, and putting it back in. The rectal insufflation, which is into the colon. And again, we're talking about small amounts. And then vaginal insufflation, which is directly into the vagina. And those are the three ways you get a systemic effect, but you also get some benefits to the area. So if you do the colon, there's going to be some colon benefits or vaginal insufflation benefits there.
I love that. Yeah, I think it's very important that we have options like this, especially with as much of an infertility era as we're in, I think there are so many different types of diagnoses that go unnoticed or just are covered up, or like we try to chase down wellness and so we start hiding symptoms. And many women like ignore whenever there may be some low-level endometriosis or PCOS, or there could just be like some ovarian issues that they, if we catch it soon enough, and if we could do some benefits like this antioxidant support to that area to just lovingly and with TLC, just give the body the opportunity to heal itself, it could be so beneficial. And I see that with the colon and the gut and the liver, when if we do the rectal insufflation as well as now the vaginal insufflation with that. One other very interesting type of anecdote clinically that I've noticed is eye infections, like kids that have pink eye or a sty in the eye. An adult that had a sty in the eye, we were trying to just come up with one quick little solution. Of course, with the sty in the eye, it was easy. I was able to tell our patient to just get some of the ozonated oil, and there are many different types. So I told him to get the castor oil type because that one's the one that's more pulling and drawing and detoxing or whatever. So he did use that at home. However, what about like using an insufflation tube, such as what we would put into the ear or the nose, for just like the molecular weight is a little bit heavier of ozone, right? So it drops down or it goes down. So what if we like puffed a little bit of ozone gas near that? I just not thought about that. As I was mentioning kind of jokingly every orifice of the body. But I
Yeah, you
was
just
wondering
can't
about
breathe
that
it,
for
but
these
pretty much
two.
everything else.
Yeah, so you could like kind of puff a little bit of ozone gas over the eye area, and that would just bring it into proximity. It's like, I mean, it doesn't stick because it's not, there's no oil there unless you just like rub a little bit of olive oil or something close by, and then it just potentially could get some in. Or you could bubble it into some olive oil. Yeah. And then apply
Yeah,
it.
it could be a little bit irritating to the eyes. There are some eye physicians that work with it, so they make like solutions of ozonized saline and that kind of thing. They do it in really small amounts just to avoid irritation. So you do have to be a little bit cautious with that. I think rubbing ozone oil around the area can be helpful. It's also the new stuff, ozonized glycerin, that people are using it into the eyes when diluted down with sterile water. And that seems to work really well there. I mean, there's a number of clinical reports for macular degeneration and that kind of thing now, but
Wondering
it's
about
not
that.
super well studied, the ozonized glycerin. But that's a whole topic in the ozone world. That's kind of like I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But yeah, as far as so you can do ear insufflation. There's like a headset, like the big what are those? I had this the music, the Bose speakers and that kind of stuff. That you can put over the ear. We basically
Love
have one
that.
of those, except it's rigged up for ozone insufflation. So you connect
Okay.
that to the ozone
Yeah.
generator. So by the way, I don't think for context for everybody listening, to make ozone gas, there is an oxygen tank, which is easy to get. It sounds intimidating, but it's not one to like 30 minutes, you're like, oh, that's all it is. There's an oxygen tank and then a little machine called the ozone generator, and that converts the oxygen to ozone. And then there's a way that you can control how strong it is, and then you put it where it needs to go. So in the context of like the vaginal insufflation, you can put it into a bag and then into the vagina or the colon. For this though, you just hook it up to the machine and it goes into the ears for say like 120 seconds. But that's actually going to affect, yeah, your nasal passageways, your eyes, all that kind of stuff. So it's not going to be as direct as if you put it directly into an area, but it can be really positive still. If you have a sinus infection, still doing it
Oh,
into the
that's
ear
quick.
can be helpful. So yeah, I think those are, that's pretty much indicative for head, nose, and throat issues. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways to apply it, but it works for pretty much everything from the neck on up to do ear insufflation.
Now we are going to go on to a fun part. I love talking about the brain, and you just now mentioned that. I was actually going to bring that up next, is for traumatic brain injuries, for brain fog, chronic fatigue, or just focus concentration issues, ADD, ADHD, even autism and spectrum disorders. Like I've seen so many incredible benefits from using ear insufflation. And, with the brain, we know many times most brain issues come from, as a foundation, a blood-brain barrier disruption that allows for the brain to become inflamed. Now there's like immune system reactivity. There are toxins that cross blood-brain barrier, and now that has to be cleared from the lymphatic system. And I think that one of these ways that these protocol can help by ear insufflation with ozone is because we're introducing in more of that oxygen. We're introducing in more of the antioxidant effects as our own body is breaking down the ozone gas, then that vestibular cochlear nerve is able to be de-inflamed. The, you know, eustachian tube that's connected to the sinuses is able to clear whatever mucosal plugs or anything that has been built up in there. And if there's mold presence or mycotoxins or fungal overgrowth or something that's there inflaming that inner part of the ear, then maybe that's able to clear. So brain dysfunction starts to rebalance. I love being able to use ozone gas into the ears. One of the local areas, like the anatomy of this region, is the vestibular cochlear nerve, cranial nerve 8, right inside the ear. It transits directly into the part of the brainstem at the pontomedullary region where parasympathetic and sympathetic balances. So the autonomic nervous system that controls all of our bodily functions that help us in our nervous system to feel stable and healthy and in a secure state so that we can be in a restful rest, digest, and regenerate type mode, that's directly in that area. So I think this can be a wonderful opportunity to stimulate that part of the brain to rebalance. Have you noticed some of these things, Micah?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of physicians who would echo your clinical experience. So one of my, I guess you could call it a shortcoming, but is like, I am not a clinician. So I don't get the clinical experience that a lot of people like you do, mm-hmm. right? And so, but the one, so I have two vantage points, mm-hmm. essentially. One is talking to physicians like you, of which I've talked to many, many thousands. There's,
yes.
I think we have over 10,000 clinics in the US
wow.
now or something
that's
like that.
That's amazing.
It's a lot. Yeah. Which is really,
that.
Really cool starting
yeah.
from, you know, zero and just kind of interested in ozone. And then
mm-hmm.
On the flip side, the literature. So I have to go into
yes.
literature and really gain an understanding. I am a little bit dated in that I have not been able to keep up to speed on it for the last year and a half. And it is
yeah.
starting to grow, which is really exciting
I
because
love
one of the
that.
things that keeps ozone from, I guess, getting more adoption. Well, first would be FDA approval, but it's not likely to get that. But the literature needs to be there. But it traditionally has not had a lot of funding, right? Because you just don't make a lot of money on it. So
Right.
it's very difficult for people to study. They basically,
Yes.
it has to be a personal passion or a
Mm-hmm.
passion of somebody to say, like, I'm going to go and research ozone therapy.
Right.
Fortunately, there is a good support network. Anyway, getting
Mm-hmm.
into, as far as with brain health and that kind of stuff, the last I was up to date is they just figured out that it does appear to have some effects in crossing the eardrum. So it's
Yes.
not just saying inside the ear, like they're starting to register something on the other side of it.
Yes.
And then anecdotally with physicians, yeah, they're using it for all sorts of stuff beyond infections, for brain fog, chronic fatigue, that kind of
Yes.
stuff. I would say though, in the case of like traumatic brain injury, I would probably defer to IVs if that's an
Yes.
option, which it not all isn't always, because the reason for that is because there is some good literature on it helping with hypoxic tissue, and it's somewhat it appears selective. Like, so there was one study done on I can't remember if it was concussions or what was the cause, but anyway, portions of the brain that were hypoxic. So they had two different groups, and the group doing the ozone therapy, what they found was that it basically improved the circulation so much to where they were no longer hypoxic in that area, but the other parts of the brain did not, like, it did not register an increase. So it looks like it's really intelligent because it's selective to that part of the brain, right?
I love
The part
that.
is it's not ozone. That's just the intelligence of your body,
Yes,
that ozone is
it
a
is
catalyst to enact. So
the innate.
it's really cool. But if I had to put ozone
Wow.
to, I think just like one, just a really short phrase, it would be, it causes balance. It's a catalyst
Yes.
for your body, your body's intelligence to start picking up where it needs to. So a really
Love that.
simple way to view it is that it's kind of like, I don't know, if your body's in a dead sleep and somebody comes with a cold cup of water and throws it on you, you're going to wake up. They'll be like, oh,
Yeah.
I got to get going, I'm late or whatever. And so it kind of seems to do that same thing with the body.
I love that. That's a perfect way to say that. And that's where the deeper meaning in every wellness journey that we're always bringing people back to is trusting in the innate, trusting in their own body's capacity to heal. We were intrinsically, divinely created to heal. Ourselves know exactly what to do. And what creates health issues and health concerns is this toxic world around us, the environmental toxins, the biotoxins that are now becoming super toxins because of all this man-made, man-created type of issues. And deeper to that, root causes is, of course, like back to traumas and stressors and emotional and mental like type challenges where we have big stress responses that our brain picks up on our immune system, then creates dysfunction in. And so that's for anyone that's listening. We know that this innate healing capacity is intrinsically built in us. And yes, I agree with that fact. I've seen that too throughout my own clinical practice. It's a catalyst to stimulate and to encourage our own immune system to get more of an orientation on what its job is and like how to really pinpoint and focus that healing capacity so that the body can regenerate, the system, the organ system, or the glands can regenerate and do its job better.
I like that you say that because, like, when I don't know, I did this big thought exercise a few months
Yes.
back in terms of what is health, right? And so often, when you ask that question, people refer to different states of being, like pain-free, that kind of stuff. But when you use the word regenerate or a verb, it really starts to change your perspective because the state of being is the outcome, it's the byproduct of what health is. So you really need to reach down into the core principles and because we're all going to face various stressors, we're all going to face various things, whether that's an infection or literal stress, like you're stressed out from work
Yes.
or a divorce or what have you. Like those things do come in life, and so the things that you need to equip your body, I mean, the things that I think you need to equip your body in are stability, plasticity, adaptability, and resilience. But another terminology, though, and I think it's important what you hit on, is to use verbs for health, like
Yes.
one who regenerates, one who recoups, one who revitalizes. And those are a much more accurate perspective of what health is, because that's what we're trying to get people to, is the ability to adapt, the ability to be resilient, the ability to regenerate in an environment that's changing around us very rapidly. Those are the most important principles of health. Sorry, that's
Yes, it
just a side
is.
note, but
I love it. And I'm so glad you shared that. That is such a beautiful philosophy. And that is, I know that resonates with so many. I think it's so important that we get to this state of not just doing, we're doing so many different protocols and we're so busy, so focused on all of these external, extrinsic things that are bringing us towards health or towards this never-ending journey of whatever that health is in the far distant future. And then there's this other aspect of just being and knowing and appreciating and trusting that this is all just in the perfect divine time. And we have all these wonderful opportunities to bring the information into our body at just the right moment to encourage our system into that greater state of wellness and that greater state of being in wellness, where it's just that's all we have to do. That's what we have to focus on is just not stressing about a wellness journey and instead just be in the state of optimal mindful wellness. And exactly through that resilience, we're able to regain that trust and that knowing that our system is capable of overcoming whatever it needs to. And we get back to those states of that plasticity and that move, that fluidity that our system can have where it can constantly move towards that perfect and optimal wellness.
yeah,
Okay.
the mindset around health is really challenging, right? Because it's like, it's, I don't know, for me at least, it's very easy to turn it into a, like, for example, when I'm working out or trying to get motivated to work out, I used to be really, really into it. And over the past few years, it's just kind of like, now it's just a necessary thing to keep on going, I guess, to maintain my health. But it's just, it's a challenge, I guess, to stay present in some of those things and to, I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say, but I hear what you're saying in the sense that, I don't know why I'm losing my train of thought. I'm sorry.
No, it's no, I love it. Actually, I'm picking up on what it is that you're thinking about. There is, it's so important that we each are aligned with what we're passionate about, what our purpose is, and what our mission is. And oftentimes, like, we have a mission, and so many times we each choose to be the light worker here on earth, trying to like bring all this good into the world and encourage those around us and inspire the world to be a better place. And that's, like this gift of service. And then there's this passion that's regenerative for us, and it refuels our batteries and helps us wake up every day and, do our whatever it is in our lifestyle that keeps us going. So if there's like a 10-minute type workout that's super easy and seamless to add in and incorporate to your daily routine, that's recharging your batteries, then that aligns with that passion and that helps to fuel those batteries. And oftentimes, like, our purpose is in between that, like, mission that, usually we wake up to as like that divine mission, that divine purpose that we are aligned with, that we're saying yes to, that we're here to do some more than ourselves. It's bigger than just us. It's, how do we help our community and help this world as a whole become better? And that's so important that we have that alignment with our purpose, knowing that we can continue to make ourselves or inspire ourselves to level up with something that's aligned enough with our passion.
I guess what I was trying to get to is like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think where I often get derailed in some respects is I don't know, I'm just kind of an asymmetrical person in the sense of like what I do. So for example, it's like when I got into working out, I really got into working out. It's like 3, 4 hours a day, that kind of stuff. And I was, competitive and all that kind of stuff. Then when it came into like business and doing that, it went into like full throttle. And it's stuff I love doing. Like it's not even something I notice, but I notice about myself like going in these cycles of just like really pushing super hard until I drive my own like physical body into the ground because I'm so exhausted. And so I think the challenge is like having the presence to like understand what my vision is for life and balancing that throughout my day, because so much of the time it becomes like so weighted into one area because it's just like that's just my personality.
I
Anyway,
think
that's
so
just
many of us have that, like, issue. It's not even an issue. I don't like that word issue. It's more of just like, how can we optimize this? What is something that we can increase to like support this better? And it's so important that we eat well so that we're fueling our body with the building blocks. We're drinking the right water, breathing in clean air, making sure that we're, just helping ourselves as a foundation to have a platform to stand on in wellness and lifestyle and movement. That is part of my non-negotiable routine of a minimum of 10 minutes every day of workout and movement. And that's what my alignment with my passion is that this is my time for my intention for the day to become embodied in my system, within my cells, within my muscular system, to and my nervous system really to align with it. And so what I'll do is I'll practice my mindfulness, my devotionals, my time for my meditation through my own journaling. So maybe there's inspiration that comes to me as I'm waking up in the morning and I want to journal that and write that down or read something that's in inspiration and it's like fueling my spirit and it's getting me excited and enlivened. And that's a minimum of 10 minutes a day in the mornings. And then I move to embody that intention for my day so that I can make sure that my cells are aligned with that embodiment of the intention. We say this intention that's mindfulness, and we have to make sure that it's actually in this physical plane of existence too. So that as I'm going throughout the day, how is it that my heart is beating with the coherence of this intention and my mind, my nervous system is ready for that? No matter what stressors may come to my plate throughout the day, I am still in that like zen peace and my cells are embodying it, even if my mind might be scattered for a moment. And then it helps to center back to that level of presence.
And sorry if I'm dragging this too far away from ozone,
Not at
but
all.
yeah, I think it's
Good.
for me, like I think it comes down to a struggle of like contentment, right? And having that like deep-seated contentment, because there's moments like this last summer Felt really, really just present. Like for the first
Yes.
time in a very long time, it felt like, oh wow, I am here and I'm not off on a different planet in my head. Because like I'll be around, in a room of people and that kind of stuff. And it's like I am talking, I'm doing the thing, but I don't feel like I'm there because I'm
Yes.
thinking about something totally different. And
Sure.
so I think there's this thing that's happening where I am becoming more aligned between like I don't know exactly how to
Yeah.
verbalize that, but in the sense that I just feel more present and
Yes.
there's like not this need to, I don't know, to climb a mountain or something all the time.
Right.
I don't need to go out and
Yeah.
fight battles for the sake of fighting battles and for the sake of
Yes.
winning or things like
Right.
that. And so I think that comes down to this need to like validate myself and self-worth and those types of things. But I'm
Yes.
starting to get see more in myself, a little bit more of a balance, but it's still very hit or miss in the sense like the past few months I've been kind of in a I call it a cycle, but it's just like when I'm
Yes.
hard driving mode,
Yeah.
right? Like I need to get stuff done. I don't
Yes.
know why. It's very impulsive and it's very good in a lot of respects when it's tied
Yes.
to a good thing, but when it's tied to a bad thing, it's really bad. Anyway, but yeah, I'm trying to get more into that space where it's just it feels really balanced and also consistent with who I am. Because I understand, like I see people who are like my father-in-law, for example, really, really good guy, does the same damn routine every day. And I'm like, I could never do that. I go in seasons where I'll have a different routine for like 3 or 4 months, and then it's totally different the next 3 or 4 months. And that works for
I
me. I
love
figured that
that.
out.
Yes.
But yeah, it's trying to keep it, I don't know, something that's still, and when I say balance, it's like I'm making progress in my relationships. I'm
Yes.
making like meaningful connection is what I mean. Not just
Right.
not for like productivity sake, but
Yes.
meaningful connection, being a good father, being a good husband, those types of things. I'm progressing in my health journey, so I'm keeping my body up to speed. I'm progressing in my work life, but so often it's just I put like 90% of the shit in one list. So yeah. Anyway, I'm just kind of talking this through and
I
learning
love
other
that.
things.
And
I don't use all the terminologies that you do, so I'm trying to retranslate it for my
I
own.
love it. I'm glad you are because that's exactly what I hold the space for in these conversations. And I absolutely know that's where our listeners will resonate with this. Like almost all speakers and guests that come on, they're just bringing in inspiration of whatever comes to their heart because whichever listeners are on the other side of this are ready for this message. And I absolutely believe that this is important for you to share about this, about learnings and inspiration levels. And what I'm hearing too is that these are different seasons and rhythms of life. We have so many different rhythms of our life, just like the seasons of a year. Our own earth goes through these different seasons of this growth and like the abundance of spring and then the summertime. And this is like growing and actually flourishing and then the dying off and not really dying off, but more of just like going back into the coziness or detoxifying and bringing in more clarity because they're clearing out some of the things that may no longer serve you. So it's time for the routine to change a little bit. And, I believe that it's so important to listen to these seasons that we're in and then lean in with just at least a little bit of a foundation of whatever that foundation looks like. So it's like the five main pillars of health and wellness, and that's nourishing ourselves with the fuel as medicine support so that your body is ready for anything that it needs to build and create so that there are no limitations on what it's capable of because of lack of building blocks. So we nourish it. Then we fuel it with the hydration, with the water, and water is memory. And so it holds in so much of this memory and information. And whenever we're being intentional with our water intake or with minerals and electrolytes or ways that we can structure the water, and we intentionally put our energy of that optimal hydration into what we're drinking, then that's nourishing and fueling us and fueling our system as well. And then, it goes into the air that we're breathing. And this is like the fuel sources for our nervous system, for every cell in our body. And ozone is part of that. So whenever we're in one of those seasons where our immune system may need extra support, from this ozone gas. Then great, add that in. Make sure we're also doing breath work every single day with just breathing in more oxygen. And I like to teach like giving ourselves intentional hypoxia shifts where we're doing like maybe Wim Hof breathing style for a little bit for like 5 minutes, and then follow that up with hyper oxygenation, then the movement. So that's the body embodying the intention of the mindfulness. That's that last one. So what you're explaining is like you're going through these different seasons of life, and every single one of us goes through these seasons and feels inspiration in different ways. Like we may just feel like we're ready to go all in 100% and have so much energy and motivation for so many of these different things and business and our personal life and our family life and our just like inspiration and creativity of what we're bringing into the world, how we're sharing our wisdom and speaking about it or communicating about it. And it's just important that we have at least those five foundational layers, even if it's like 5 minutes a day that we're intentionally focusing on each one of those pillars. That's all we need because that's where we stand on this platform that is a trajectory to anywhere. So if we want to shoot for the stars and this is the season for that, and this is the time that for the next 3 weeks, we're just like going all into whatever this amazing project is that we're inspired by. Perfect. You have this platform, your body, your system is ready. Your nervous system is fired up and totally there for you so that we never get like held back because our system just wasn't ready. It's not like lithe enough to do the leap, kind of like a panther. You know, they're always ready. They're constantly ready for that one moment where they just strike. Well, same thing. Our system has to be ready for when that inspiration, that wisdom downloads into our mind, and we're like, oh my goodness, this is such an inspiration for my soul. This is what I want to do right now. Then we have to be capable of achieving absolutely anything.
No, for sure. Well, tell me what I owe you for the patient consult after this. I didn't,
No. I
I know I kind of went into my own rambling there, but yeah, I mean,
love that you did. Thank you for sharing about that. It was an inspiration to all of us.
yeah. So where do you want to go from here? Where
Well, you
do you
mentioned
want to go for
something
the ozone?
that was so beautiful and so vulnerable, and we haven't given it space yet. So you mentioned about your brother and his journey with cancer, and I know every single one of us that is going to be listening to this podcast will probably have a family member that has struggled with cancer, and we are always looking for opportunities to know what are some things that we can add into their journeys, or what is something that we can think about for, you know, a cancer journey. And also, we all get inspired by everyone else in how they were inspired by their own family members' journeys and wellness journeys, especially one as scary as that could be. So share with us those three different perspectives if you are open to it.
Yeah, so going into this goes back into like why I got into ozone, and then I'll
Yeah.
backtrack that into like
Yes.
what we found.
Perfect.
But
Yes, please.
essentially, my brother got diagnosed with brain cancer when I was around 14, 15, like a terminal brain cancer, oligodendrogenic glioblastoma, which is a really pretty rare form.
Yes.
But at any rate, it kind of created this interest in medicine and health, and at a
Yes.
pretty young age. And I had also seen some things like Mercy Ships. I thought that was super cool. So this is like this big carrier that essentially docks in somewhere around the world, and they provide free medical care for everybody at that place. So I was
Wow.
like, that's, I think, what I want to do.
Yes.
You know, and so that was kind of the path that I was going down. So around 19 years old, wanted to become a physician, was going to nursing school. I was going to become a nurse and then like kind of pay my bills, do that type of thing. Get into medical school was the plan, but
Yes.
got a different plan. So anyway, with Matt, his brain cancer progressing, going to Johns Hopkins, had great medical team and that type of thing, but just was curious about things that would be helpful for him. Somebody at our church recommended trying out hyperbaric oxygen. So, and he had a hyperbaric chamber, a heart shell. And so we started doing the treatments with him on a daily basis, and really just saw a huge improvement in like neurocognitive function,
Yes.
personality. And he had had many open brain surgeries at this point. Hold on a sec. I apologize.
Yeah, no problem. We'll cut that out.
So it really just helped with his quality of life
Yes.
in general. And huge improvement, very marked improvement. And we brought that to the physicians, and they're like, "Oh, that's cool. That's really cute." And kind of treated it as like
Oh
this
gosh.
weird thing. And hyperbaric oxygen at that point just wasn't what it is today, which
Right.
didn't have as much study behind it, wasn't as well respected,
Yeah.
all that type of stuff. And so that kind of to me was a little bit disenchanting in the sense of,
Yes.
hey, we found something really helpful and they don't really
Right.
care. And so my thought process was, I wonder if there's other things like that, right? Because maybe
Right.
we can find a few more. So going down the rabbit hole, found ozone therapy, and started to give them ozone treatments as well. And that was pretty helpful. But the thing with ozone that I found, and I'm giving this kind of in a bridge storyline, but essentially there was a lot of medical studies on it at the time, over 2000. So, and they're studying it for all sorts of stuff. That's kind of interesting. So, like, why are they studying it for cancer as an adjunct treatment to chemotherapy, to Lyme disease, to why are they studying all these different things? And eventually it's like, oh, it's a catalyst for the body's intelligence. But that made me really interested. And then going through all the papers and different things, trying to get a handle on what's going on with ozone. And I started to write about it because it's like, well, this might help the next person along so that they don't have to go through all of this. And that started to get circulated with some clinics, and that snowballed into starting a company. So that was the impetus for doing it. But as far as cancer treatments, I'm not an expert, and I'm not, I don't know. I think you need a good physician, but some of the things we found were oxygenating therapies, high dose vitamin C. So like hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone therapy, high dose vitamin C, all really, really helpful things. But adopted, Linda, which is lifestyle. Man, I'm sorry, I'm going blank on the words, but it's an acronym for an approach to cancer, essentially. And so it's just, and everybody has their different ones, right? And they're all pretty much the same. They just kind of speak to different elements, or might have different aspects of their protocol that are planted into that acronym. But anyway, I think just addressing the foundational needs are really, really important. And
Absolutely.
so that's how I got into Ethereum then, was then like, how can we address foundational needs? And I don't need to ramble here. Let me tie this up.
No, I love
So
it.
ozone
This is
therapy,
amazing.
something that's helpful, started a company that has done pretty well. And
Yes.
so off the idea of my brother having brain cancer, it's like, well, how could we have potentially gotten an earlier diagnosis, was my initial thought process, rather than like, oh, there's a giant tumor there. And started to, I met this guy named Dr. Jasby, and he was doing research in academia for early cancer detection. And I was like, wow, you can do all this stuff. You can find things really, really early, actually, right now. It's just not widely available. And then we don't do diagnostic work, by the way. So we do not do cancer detection and that kind of thing. The research he was doing with similar equipment was in cancer research. But anyway, I got into a company that was involved with producing these really in-depth lab results for people, which I think you've seen a little bit. I don't think you work at this point, but we have a metabolic one and then a microbiome one. So the idea is, though, that we can get a really comprehensive coverage of human biology and identify what are the nutritional needs of this person, because that really is the foundation for everything else, right?
Absolutely.
Like the things that we talked
Crucial.
about, like your lifestyle, your nutrition, good air, good sleep, good water, all those things are really, really important. So we need to be able to address those. And there's nuanced ways to do that, because some people are going to respond differently to different dosages, different supplements, all that kind of thing. And so anyway, we ended up commercializing a company that I'm really, really proud of now, that offers this super wide coverage, that's very
I
nuanced in
love
its
it.
approach, and creates protocols for clinicians to be able to use with their patients. So I think kind of tying all this together, I think addressing your foundational needs based on your biology is really important. And then in finding a good practitioner who can offer interventions that are really going to help support Everything else. But you need that
Yes.
foundation because if you don't have that
Absolutely.
foundation, you're not going to be able to build off of it. And then you'll find cool interventions like hyperbaric oxygen therapy, the high
Yes.
dose vitamin C, the ozone therapy, and all those things. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know if that
I
is,
love
but
it.
that's the idea.
Absolutely. That's so important. And I love that you're offering this with the testing because this is so important that we understand. And epigenetically, we all have different nutritional needs as well as the active form of certain vitamins, minerals, cofactors, things like that. And it's important that we are able to see what exactly a profile looks like so that we can provide those building blocks for each individual. It's not like a one size fits all multivitamin approach. At this point, our soil is so deficient in nutrients that just the vegetables, the animals that we're eating, they are deficient nutrient-wise. So this testing can provide us with the solutions that to create a targeted, individualized, personalized approach for each individual for multivitamin, multi-mineral, and understanding what those nutritional needs are ongoing in a wellness journey. So I think
Yeah,
that's
I mean, we
beneficial.
only work with clinicians. So if somebody is listening to this, you do need to work through a physician to get the testing. But yeah, essentially, like we do have some cool technology behind it. So we have 68% coverage on the metabolism. So the human metabolism is huge. There's and it's very complex because it's in a flux state. So it's constantly fluctuating. And you could be deficient in something, but that thing might not be what you supplement. You might need to supplement something that's upstream or downstream of that to get the proper effect. And so what we do is we look really widely at what's going on metabolically, and then we take that person's metabolism and put it on the computer and then clone it 1,000 times. So now we have 1,000 different Laylas, so to speak. And we simulate the effect of different interventions on those profiles to see how they're going to be affected. So, in a nutshell, what we do, because the metabolism, doing a metabolomic analysis has traditionally been very challenging for providers to make sense of because it's a very complicated data set.
Yes, it is.
You can grab a few biomarkers and look at that, and that's fine too. But like to really say like, hey, we're going to assess the metabolism in its flux state and try to approach that. It has been traditionally very hard to do. So what we've done is made it very easy by offering a lot of the translations. So saying like, hey, in this person, these are the things related to its mitochondrial health, its liver health, their liver health or heart health, all those different things. And then at the end of that, it's and here's the protocol. Here's what you do. And it's not the intervention. So it's not going to include like the things that you do in your clinic that but it'll address like the nutritional needs for that person.
Love it.
And then there's also the gut health, which I know I think you looked at
So
that, but
just, yes, let's talk about this too, because the microbiome and the diversity of the microbiome plays a role in everything. Like the epigenetics of each of the microbes, that's what can influence our own epigenetic expression and their quorum sensing, their resonance, them being able to interact as a whole. This creates such a coherence that our own system, our own cells are using for stimulation of optimal functioning. So I would love for you to share more about this microbiome testing because it is so important for every single person.
yeah, so you can basically take a lot of the concepts I said for the metabolism and apply it to the microbiome. But what they're doing, and I'm not the scientist, by the way. You wouldn't want me doing the interpretation on these, but I'm just kind of the guy that's trying to help propel this forward and make it available. But at any rate, on the microbiome side, so it's doing a really deep sequencing. So it's looking at the strain level, which is important because that tells us the function. So like I said, what is the epigenetic expression? What are you doing? Right. And so you need to understand what the different populations are doing and how they're functioning because you and I could have a vastly different microbiome. Or let me reverse that. You and I could have the same microbiome, but you could be really healthy and I could be really sick from a gut perspective. Right. And that's because just because we have the same populations, same bacteria, same strains, all that stuff, it doesn't mean it's functioning the same way. So we need to understand their function, and in order to do that, you need a deep sequencing down to the strain level. So that's the concept with the microbiome test. And then, yeah, it's just a very functionally heavy report because you get a lot of information on what's going on with it. And then same thing, where we create a simulation of the gut and then interject like or
So
simulate the effect
great.
of different therapies and different. different dietary changes, primarily different probiotics, different things that are going to affect it.
So perfect. We all need this as practitioners. This just gives so many more tools to be able to use with our clients for their wellness journeys.
I mean, precision medicine is becoming easier. That's essentially what it is. And that's the cool part is you can get these really nuanced approaches through labs that, like us, that offer a lot of really good translation and then what to do about it. So.
I love it. Oh, wow. This is amazing. And I know our listeners are going to have their interests piqued about this lab testing. And in the show notes, we will be including the links on how you can order this from us. And I'm so excited to be able to share with you all in wellness journeys, wellness optimization tips and tricks that you can use once you get this testing done. And also in the show notes, we'll make sure to include a link so that you can order your own Simply03 device at home, as well as a link to sign up for us to help coach you through how to get your oxygen tank set up and to make sure that you are set up for success. Micah, thank you so much for sharing in this conversation with us. We are so grateful. You are such a wealth of knowledge. And also with your own journey, you are able to share with us this inspiration. And thank you for taking what was a painful thing to go through in your family, and instead taking this inspiration and creating so much beautiful inspiration to so many around the world. You've really blessed and made this world a better place. And you've done it with both of these companies that you've created. And I know it's just going to continue a ripple effect around the world. So thank you for all that you do for the world.
Yeah, thank you, Layla. I really
We are
appreciate
grateful.
that. But you're so nice. I feel like I could have said all the wrong things and you would have been like, oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much. And it's like, yeah, but I really appreciate it. You're an amazing person and
Thank you.
yeah, happy to be here. So.
Thank you so much. And we are so grateful. And thank you all to all of our listeners for staying tuned with us. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Resonant Life Podcast.
Well, I appreciate it, Layla.